When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, here we go again. This is Loose Lips Extra Lippy, all about you with me, Robin Richford.
And me, Sophie Brown. And this is the episode. The episode. We talk about you guys.
Yeah, we get into all your dilemmas. And if you have any, if you want to tell us anything, anything you want any advice on, or actually just muddle on through with us, then make sure you contact at looselipspodcast.com or, of course, Instagram and TikTok at the Loose Lips. That Prosecco has gone straight to my head. So.
Oh, goodness. Well, I was going to say you stole my part. We agreed I'd do the middle part.
Sorry.
So do you know what? I'm going to read this one out now.
Yes, please. I'm not read it anyway, so that's helpful.
Okay, so love the podcast. I listen every week. Thank you.
I really struggle
with stress at work. What are some ways you found to combat that or unwind at home? From Holly.
Do you know what, Holly? I think this is actually one of the hardest things that I have not mastered yet. Mm. I honestly don't think, I really hope that the one day I'll actually have mastered work-life balance, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah.
But I honestly, see, when you're stressed at work, I think it impacts every single aspect of your life, and I really don't want it to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I think I used to have better work-life balance because I used to work Monday to Friday, you know, 9 to 5:30.
She's American.
9 to 5:30, like every day, you know, I had that routine and then I would go home. Yes, I'd think about work occasionally and if there were things going on, but really I had quite a good work-life balance. Now, you know, my work's on my phone all the time. I'm literally like thinking about a million things at once.
Yeah.
I struggle now and I didn't used to.
Interesting.
I know.
I do think it depends what you do for work, I must say. But I do think everyone has stress at work, whether that is like, you know, the actual job itself, because it like requires lots of thinking, or, you know, if you're kind of like in a managerial role, then there's a bit more like strategy and all of that. Or it could be that you're the opposite and it could literally be, you know, like a bar job that on the surface seems like it's, you know, relatively straightforward in terms of knowing what you're doing, but you have like the worst manager,
or like,
you know, like there's loads of
horrible
different ways.
Customers. Because if you work on like a customer service type job, and you have, I've seen it with my friends, like really horrible customers, really, really affects you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had it in the past, I've worked in jobs like that, but like, you know, even recently I've seen it with my friends and it's horrible, like really affects you for a while.
It's so funny actually I've asked this question, Holly, because just last night I was up probably until about 2:30 in the morning because of something that had happened in work. And I was just like, I couldn't sleep. You know, when you're just mulling it over, and you're like, I'm going to say something tomorrow and da-da-da-da. It wasn't necessarily like in my workplace, by the way, I should probably specify that.
Yeah.
But it's like to do with my work as a general rule, as like being freelance and things like that, as well as my other stuff. But I just don't know how. I honestly, I'd love to sit here and be like, this is the key to it. But I, as a person, find it so, so difficult to switch off.
Yeah.
It's God, so hard.
I think as well, like, and not to sort of categorize and say people are not sensitive if they're, but I think I'm quite a sensitive person. I think I do think about things a lot. And I also think about like the repercussions and things. Like if I used to have to do anything big at my job, I'm sure this is the same for a lot of people, but like handing my notice or something like that.
Oh,
I would think about it every night before going to sleep until the day that I did it. Like I could not switch off from that. And in my own time, I would be thinking about it all the time before I went to sleep, literally thinking about it, going over it in my head, exactly what I'd say and do and all of
so
that.
So funny when you play a conversation out in your head. Like, yeah, nothing like that, isn't it?
It's never like never it's like be. That.
Do you know what? That's actually a really good tip. I think I actually just thought of one right there. I think the best way to try and get over stress and work is actually to take action in the workspace, yeah, right? So whatever that kind of looks like, because sometimes you get so scared, or the opposite, where you just think, oh, it's actually not worth it. It is worth it. If you're stressed and you're bringing it home, it is worth it to say something, even if you think it's going to blow up, because actually if it blows up, then after time it disintegrates. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe I think taking action, if there's any action you can take, is probably a really good way to combat stress.
Very good point. I think as difficult as it is, if you get it at the root cause, you know, if you sit down with your manager or maybe schedule in that meeting that's really difficult, that can be, you know, a good thing to do as well. Like if you feel like you're stressed with a lot of things, contact your manager or contact one of your coworkers and be like, I need to just sit down and go through some stuff with you.
Yeah.
Because if everything is like piling on top of you, nobody else wants to see you like that. And especially like your manager, you know, whatever relationship you have with them, they should be there to kind of support you. And if you let them know about these issues and the stress, they might be able to help in some ways. I know there's some things you can't necessarily take to them, but I think that having been in both, like, you know, I think as you get older, you're in different roles. Like, yeah. It's funny because I work within a business at the moment, and there's like quite a junior guy, and I just think I probably used to do a lot of the things that he does, but like to me now, so many of them, he'll ask me a question, and I think, you know, oh, he's really stressed about that, and I probably used to be stressed about that stuff, but now I've got more experience, you know, I'm not kind of thing, and it's like it's interesting. So if you're stressed about something, it's very likely that someone that has more experience might be able to give you some assistance, because they'll kind of help, I don't know, like dull it down a bit.
That's actually a really good point. I've actually never thought about the fact that sometimes the stress is actually necessary, because if you kind of like are going, like if you go through the stress, then the next time it comes up, you're not as stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And different things are a priority and like more stressful at different times, you know, in your life and as you get older. Like when I first went into sales, you know, there were so many things I was really scared about and like this, that, the other, and I used to think about them all the time. And then as I've gone through, you know, and now I look back and I think, God, but it's all part of going through and gaining experience.
It's probably actually like the growth as well. I always say, like, if you're kind of not a bit stressed, don't get me wrong, there's like burnout and there's like being stressed for far too long. Bless you. She stresses me out. That's a good point. She stresses me out at work because I go, what's she going to do next?
Oh, for God's sake. Here we go.
No, I'm joking. But yeah, I do think that you need a little bit of stress out in order to grow.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just kind of staying where you are, aren't you?
Yeah, very good point. I'm probably quite bad because I like being under quite a lot of pressure, which is not the best. But I think that I, you know, grow in that environment. But, sorry, I think I'm going to sneeze again.
Jesus, okay, is she okay?
Not really, no.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You kind of need those stresses.
Yeah, I think you do. And I do think like trying to find someone that's going to put it in perspective really helps.
Yeah.
So I think the action really solves it. But I do think even if it's like, whether it's a partner, friend, parent, you know, family member, whoever, or even a colleague. Colleagues are great to kind of just, if there's one that you can kind of trust, Vent with caution is that what I would say about colleagues. But sometimes it's really nice because you go, I'm not going mad.
Yeah.
You know, we're all feeling the same thing at the same time. And so then you kind of, I don't know, it kind of allows you to let go a little bit.
Yeah. I hate it when you tell someone and then they're like, oh, it's not a big deal. Da, 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 da. Like, you almost need that in between.
Yeah, you need someone that's going to listen, don't you? Which isn't always easy.
Yeah, and not just be like, you know, I've had it with friends before. I've been like, oh, it's not a big deal. Da, da. It's like, no, but I'm stressed about it. Just humor me for a little bit and then help me out.
Yeah.
It is so annoying when I tell my friends stuff and they go and they like immediately are like, go to the solution. Not a big deal. Da, 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 da. Mm. Do that. Yeah, do this. Da, da, da. Don't worry about it. Excuse me?
It's like the worst thing to say.
Oh, someone, yeah. Like I didn't tell myself that 17 times.
1700. I'm a bit of an overthinker, I'd say. I do think that I am a bit of an overthinker. I wouldn't say I'm like overly sensitive. I think I'm quite. I'm all right, actually. But yeah. I think I am an overthinker, like when it comes to, I guess, work situations. And also as well, because I'm quite, like, especially if you're kind of like passionate about what you do, then I think you're more likely to kind of maybe say things that people perhaps don't love because you're like quite opinionated about it because you're like, I feel passionately about this. And so when that happens, sometimes that makes me stress because I'm like, I've gone in so passionately and then I'm like, maybe I should have come in a little hot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then I'm like, okay, maybe I should actually like reel it in just a little, you know?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
In fact, one of my friends texted me the other day and said, I'm dreading my work night out because I'm already regretting the things I'm that I'm about to say. Do you know what I mean? And it's so relatable. It's like almost like, you know, going into that environment, like, this is not going to end well. So I like try and not put myself in situations. I try and bite my tongue. But if it's about the work itself, I'm not good at biting my tongue at all.
No, you're good though. I like how you approach things. I think it's very important to speak your mind. I do. So. I was being serious. I do.
Oh, thanks. This is what I think. If you're stressed at work, right? Whatever it is that might be kind of stressing you out. I always think it's really important to go back to the fact that they hired you for you, right?
Yeah.
And so if, for instance, you're not giving them your actual opinion, then actually you're not giving them what they're paying for.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, so I do. I understand. Kind of,
in a way, you're actually doing them a disservice. And if you look at it like that, they've paid you for you, your skills and your opinions.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a place for every opinion. I don't mean that. But what I mean is like, if you just keep your mouth shut and just go with the flow and essentially, I guess, are quite vanilla in your job, which I'm guessing you're not, because otherwise you wouldn't be stressed if you're vanilla because you wouldn't care, then you're actually not giving them what they pay for. So actually, you're not giving them the value.
Yeah.
And if you look at it like that, I think it's a little easier.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah.
Soph's lost. I've lost her. It's okay. She's
coming back. No, I agree with that. I understand what you mean. Yeah. I think.
Because, like, so for instance, say you've got like really hot marketing skills, right? Mm. Like, you've been in the industry. Maybe you've not been in it for years, but you've just got a really good eye for it.
Yeah.
You know what's trending on TikTok. You know what's trending on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then someone senior goes, oh, we need to do this. And you go, no, that was trending 3 months ago in your head. And you don't actually tell them. Then in a way, you're actually doing them a disservice, even though at the time they're not going to love you telling them. Do you know what I mean?
I agree, 100%.
That was the, I mean, I'm not a marketing genius, but if you were, then that would be kind of like your forte, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or if you're finance guy or gal.
Yeah.
You know
it can
I mean?
Be. It can be difficult, but no, I completely agree. I think dealing with any kind of stress is hard. I think you kind of have to think, if it's stress that's like dealable, like it's just what you have in your day-to-day work, then you have to find a way to find that kind of work-life balance and be able to, like, I don't know, in the evenings, whether it's like, you know, just winding down and like
joining
having
joy.
I have had that in the back of my head. I have had that, honestly. I was gonna say that and I was like, I'm not even gonna bother. You could join a club.
Sophie always says join a club.
No, but like, honestly, go play a sport or something. I played paddle for the first time recently and it was phenomenal and I loved it and I was really good at it and it's going to be my sport for next year. But it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And for the first 2 hours in the last few weeks, I switched off from a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right. There is just daily stresses in life, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like high level stress.
Yeah. So it's
and that's
more,
different.
Yeah.
Also as well, you might actually find you're in a role that is actually not possible. That often happens in workspaces. Like, you're kind of at this high level functioning stress level and you can only do it for a few months, but actually what needs to happen is they need to hire someone else. The workload is just too much. And so that can also be a situation where you're finding yourself like, why am I stressed? And you're like, because there's not enough bodies.
Yeah,
because
I'm doing three people's jobs.
Yeah, or like five.
Yeah, I think you need to break down, Holly, what that stress is. And if it's a level that you can deal with, and you do just kind of need to, yeah, find that balance, then yeah. But if it's too much, where it could be that, you know, you're taking on too much work, which is not feasible, or there's certain stresses in work where you do need to sit down with your manager or coworker, whatever, or your team, then you've got to work that out. But I think, to be honest, we're still learning. I don't have the answer.
I know. Unfortunately, I don't either. But I do think I kind of like go with caution and the whole like, just go for a bath. I'm like, don't believe that actually really helps all that much, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah, like it doesn't, yeah. Like,
it doesn't fix the core problem.
I just go sit in the bath and think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Or the next day, it just is there again. So yeah. I think taking as much action as you can to like meditate. Oh my God, I can't speak. Mitigate. That's the word.
Bloody hell.
Jesus. On that note.
Yeah, on that note.
She's stressed.
I am stressed.
She's stressed with me. Thank you so much, Holly, for your dilemma. And of course, keep them coming. Contact at loselipspodcast.com. And of course, you can get us over on Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast, or you can get us on our own socials as well, which is, of course, Robin Richford and Sophie H.L. Brown.
It is. Please keep engaging. Subscribe, like, follow, all of that. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.